I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right, okay, I think we're just about ready to go, man. Let me just check. Okay, I've got my toothbrush, obviously. A wallet, I need that. Well, sun cream might be worth it, actually, because it might get a bit hot, a bit sunny. You got everything you need, man.
I've got my ham.
Yeah, okay. Well, mate, have you got train tickets? Train fucking tickets, that's all we need. What if a train goes without us?
Train. Some of those, like, reflective lights that you stick on, like, emergency
things. How many sleeping bags have you got? I think we should take three. Three sleeping bags is, you know, just in case one gets a rip or wet or...
I need the key. I need the chord of G minor.
Okay, cool.
Chord of G minor, chord of G minor. Brilliant.
And I tell you what, water, because there is. It's likely, you know, maybe there's a drought, maybe they run out of water.
Absolutely. Oh, you know what? I'm an idiot. I brought A major. Hang on. Sorry.
There it is. And then what about... now, padlocks to the bags, because, you know, they're like fucking thieving.
Duck. Where's the duck? Where's the duck?
Huh?
What?
Sorry, carry on.
Eggs! Oh, no, hang on, I won't need eggs, I've got a duck.
I'll tell you what, mate, if they're rabid dogs, we're going to need, like, you know, anaesthetic, we're going to need all that. I'll pack the advanced medical kit, that's great.
Have you seen my shoes that, like, stick on walls? The one, like, the sucker ones?
Your
shoes?
Yeah. No, mate, you've got them on, mate, you've got your shoes on, it's fine. You don't need any more, do you?
Maybe a stretcher, like a hospital stretcher.
I think,
if I have an accident, I don't know.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Let's put that in. Right, I think I'm ready. I'm done.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Just rounding off neatly, I think I've got it there.
That's perfect. Yep, that's perfect.
Absolutely.
Really, really good. That is, we're going to be self-safe.
Oh, hang on, one more. One
responsible. What's that? Hang on. There?
Just got to put this in.
What is that?
It's my gun.
What?
Yeah.
Why a gun?
Big gun.
Where did you get that?
Well, I've always had that.
Why are you bringing a gun to a nice, friendly game of D&D at our friend's house?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah?
Dungeons and Dragons. Role-playing, mate.
Role-playing what?
With a gun.
A psychopath?
No. Gun.
No, you don't. Number one, guns. Very hard to get hold. Why have you got a gun? How? Very illegal.
Big gun.
Number two.
Yeah.
Why role... What do you mean you don't need it for Dungeons and Dragons?
Well, think about it, mate.
Famously, no guns in fancy times.
Think about it, mate. We're going to be out in the country.
Yeah.
Right, out in the countryside.
Right.
Group of guys.
Right.
Playing D&D.
Yeah.
Dungeon Master.
Yeah.
What if he gets out of hand?
What do you mean?
What if it goes south? What if they turn?
That's
what
so...
What if they turn on us?
No, you're not bringing the gun.
What if they're really good at
this
D&D?
This is already a fucking shambles. We haven't left yet. Fuck off.
Wouldn't you rather be prepared?
Didn't agree on that.
Oh my god.
Pod shambles.
Nice. Hello, boys and
hey.
Girls. Welcome. We are doing a special live on the
remote
pod shambles.
Yes, exactly.
Welcome back. I am Laurie and this is Paddy.
I'm Paddy.
Yeah, you are Paddy.
Yes.
We are.
And also joining us is Hudson,
Hudson
and Jacob.
They're running around. You might be able to hear them snaffling around. Hudson particularly loves... just chasing shadows.
These are dogs.
These belong to...
By the way, and they're not fictional dogs.
No, they are real...
These are real dogs.
Real life dogs. They belong...
Hudson is watching your shadow. Hudson chases shadows, as Laurie said. And look, here he comes.
Okay, did you know what? This is not going to work on a visual. We're at our friend Ben's house. We're in the middle of nowhere. We're in the darkest Oxfordshire.
Yeah.
Ben, who is a constant listener of the podcast, we mentioned it before. He's a good friend of ours. He is hosting us for the weekend. And his dad is running a D&D campaign.
Yes. So it's Laurie and myself and
our friend
Ben
Jamie.
And Jamie.
Which is
absolutely amazing. We'll tell you about them in a minute, but hello, welcome back to the show. This is going to be a bit of a weird one this week because we're not really sat in the studio, you know, the expensive
studio.
Pod shamble studio.
Yeah, with our you know, egg boxes on the walls and shit.
Yeah, and
he's chasing my shadow and it's I can't gesticulate because look, he goes for it. Look, he's just, you can't see this because it's very visual, but it is very funny.
He's a very cute dog and he is having a great time.
He's but yeah, 6 months old.
It's going to be a slightly odd episode because we don't have all the usual mod consoles, I suppose, on this. It's just going to be a kind of a couple of updates for us over the weekend, but we tonight sat down for our first taste. I've never played D&D before.
Well, that's it's my first time. I have played it before in a capacity in that when we were at school.
Yeah.
So basically, if you weren't that into sport, you could opt to join the Wargaming
Society, which I turned up to once and never again.
Well, I went to every week because it sort of alleviated the pressure on other things. And I used to go there, and people used to play like Warhammer and all that kind of stuff. But in particular, I used to try and play D&D, and like I bought like a monster manual and all this kind of stuff, but no one at school knew how to play it. So you basically sit there spending hours on creating like the coolest guy that you could play. You'd be like, I'm gonna be like Aragorn. He's called Lord Cool.
He's called Edmund Van Helsing.
Yeah, vampires? No, not vampires.
He loves them.
Not them. He is a vampire. It's a joke from Sam and Max Hit the Road.
Nice.
There's a big bit.
Nice contemporary reference.
Yeah, contemporary reference for everyone. Sorry, the dog keeps pulling the cord of the mic.
If we suddenly get quieter, it's because there's
a snaffling dog. He's literally licking the floor.
Ben's dad, as Ben told us several times, is an old head of D&D. He's been playing since he was a teenager, since his uni, and he's been a DM for like his entire life. He was born a DM.
Exactly. And that's Dungeon Master.
I'm sure we don't need to tell you what Dungeon Dragons are, but you know, it's role-playing, a live role-playing game. You roll dice to determine your actions, but the wonderful thing about this is I was expecting some kind of incredibly archaic set of rules where you have to know about 80 numbers about your character before you even step off.
Yeah.
And what this has been, it's just been like storytelling. It's been so fun.
Yeah.
But
it's been wonderful. And like, Ben's dad is a fantasy writer. That's the thing. He really writes fucking amazing fantasy books. And I'm reading one of them at the moment, AMC Prior. But yeah, and so he has a way that he captivates a story. And like, the thing that I was saying to you outside that I was initially quite worried about is the whole role playing aspect. I was like, oh, Christ, like, it's going to be like, oh, so my character's called this, and oh, he talks like this. But like, it was easy.
That's just based on your own version of characters in this show.
Absolutely.
In Podcast Shambles, which is largely based on a comedy voice you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
And you were worried you're going to
have action.
You're
going
to have to come up with a new one.
No, exactly.
D&D.
But that was what was so cool about it, is instead of being given like total free reign to be like, oh my God, I'm like a fucking samurai and I've got like a big
gun.
I've got eight
swords.
It was like, okay, you roll a load of dice and he goes, okay, well, your character is fucking stupid, what are you going to be? And you're like, oh, okay, so I'm going to be a wizard, right? And he's like, you can't be a wizard, you're not clever enough to cast spells, you dickhead. And you're like, oh.
So what did you end up as?
My character is called Glitch, and he is a necromancer.
Nice.
But he's very clever, but he's not very wise. So basically, he's in a cult of this god, right? But he doesn't realise it's a cult. And so he kind of
thinks,
he thinks everyone's on board with the god and all that kind of thing. And he's very charismatic, he's very dexterous, he's good with his hands, but he sucks at most other things.
Dog, do you want to chill out, mate? Come on, stop snaffling all over. This is worse than working with Paddy, man.
He's snaffling.
Let's never get a dog.
He's literally going haywire. I'm trying to keep him. Oh my god. Oh, we have to get a dog for the podcast. What's your character called?
My character's called Afram, and he's a dwarf because apparently that's all I can play.
Yeah.
And I managed to roll an incredible streak of amazing rolls.
Laurie's
character
is
creation.
He's a tank.
He's incredible.
He got high rolls for everything.
Yeah, high roll.
I got like half high rolls, half really low rolls.
Yeah, I just got good for everything apart from intelligence.
Yeah.
He's kind
but
of
that's,
stupid.
That's why I'm here, mate. That's why I'm here.
Plug in my
I've got my little necromancer.
And he's a paladin.
Yeah.
He has a two-handed sword. Yeah.
He used to be an appraiser.
And he basically spent most of our first session wasting everyone while everyone else died.
Yeah, that's the thing. We just like literally, it was like you start in a tavern Ben and Jamie were with us, and like Ben was playing a bard, Jamie was
Wasn't it incredible how they just dropped into it though? Ben's been playing since he was a kid, and Jamie I think has been along for most of those adventures too.
And that's the thing. And when I thought D&D, I was like, fuck, these guys have been playing for ages. Like they won't be like level 20 and all this and way better than us, but like they'll know what they're doing.
They'll know the way around the rigging.
Start in a tavern, right?
As you do.
Someone says,
we've been there before.
Someone walks
hey,
in.
Hey,
we've been in a tavern. The lovely cock. Start in a tavern. Old mate walks in. I got a problem with some goblins. Oh, okay, we'll help you out. Then immediately we were like, yeah, sweet, we'll do it. And then the dungeon master stopped and was like, now look, you are off to find these goblins. Mm-hmm. We were like, yeah, we're doing it. And yeah. he was like, okay, you did not ask.
We love to goblin.
He was like, you didn't ask about pay.
No.
You didn't ask where the goblins were.
Because you the, didn't allure, ask, the allure of delicious goblin flesh was enough.
And you and I were just like, no, we're just barreling in. No, we're just fucking barreling in. And then we had a first encounter with a load of goblins, right? I tried to speak goblin, didn't work.
No.
Yeah, turns out I'm not good at that.
No.
And then we got attacked and Jamie and Ben died.
Just died.
Just emit.
I like to think that we threw them under the wheels of the goblin cart coming along and I so that thinking, we could survive.
I was like, fuck, mate. Like, you're going to be there with your big two-handed sword, like, wasting fuckers left and right. I'm going to be there, like, casting spells. Skeletons, like bringing out all
what you
death.
Did, what you thought, what that's did. What you thought you did. All you actually did is chuck a couple of stones with your swing.
I tried to cast so many spells, and my character just didn't know
here
them.
Here comes to a fantasy setting and goes, oh, I know what the best weapon to vanquish evil will be. Oh, a bit of fabric and a some
sling.
Pebbles.
But that thing, because I'm a necromancer, it was like, sorry, mate, you can only use like a staff, a dagger, and a sling. And
you
I was
should like, cool. be happy with it.
I was like, I bought all of them. I was like, sweet, I'm going in there, but I won't need them because I can just like paralyze shit, and then I can like summon.
Yeah, and then you spunked not. Knowing that you can only use your spells once an encounter, and you just spunk them all immediately.
Yeah. And I was they like, paralyzed, sleep, darkness, and all of them broke.
Yeah.
I got one magic missile off for 3 damage.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Just caroused that into was, someone's head.
Caroused implies that you weren't aiming it at their head.
I just fired it into
like
the
a
air.
Wayward rocket at a
and
shit
then
fireworks.
He was like, sorry, mate, you've got no more spells. And so I ran in circles whilst you killed everything.
Yeah.
It was fucking brilliant. But then I was like, okay, well, let's heal Ben and Jamie. And he was like, well, Ben and Jamie are dead. And I was like, oh. And they were just sat there. Like, yeah, no, guys, we're dead.
They
really
had to make brand new
and they
characters.
Had to make new and we went back to the tavern to like meet their new characters, which I'm sure we'll talk about later. But anyway, this has been fucking great.
It's been amazing. And the other thing to mention, we are in the middle of nowhere, like I say, in rural Oxfordshire,
yeah.
near where Ben grew up, which is quite near where I'm from.
Yeah, yeah, and me.
But it's honestly in the middle of nowhere. You know, it's a cliche, right? But you look up at the sky.
We're
on a farm in the middle of nowhere, no lights anywhere. And you look up in the sky and you can see every star you ever dreamed.
And
of.
We did that thing where like we went out onto the roof and everyone's like, hey, that's Cassiopeia.
Yeah.
Like, and you do that thing where like all of you pull out your tiny knowledge of astronomy that you know from like
bare minimum.
Like I used to learn them when I was a kid. Like I am not into astrology. Not at all.
You say that. You read my horoscope every week, Paddy.
Yeah.
You tell me, evil may befall you this week.
Capricorn.
Watch out for armpits.
Oh, looks like this week you're going to be a cunt again. Like, are you a Capricorn?
I actually am, yeah, because you are...
Oh, here we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes,
he
must be.
He carries a jar and he's pouring the water.
No, that's not. That's Aquarius.
Which is me.
See, I thought you were telling me who Capricorn
No,
was.
I'm January 22nd, one day after Capricorn.
You're on the,
but I'm not into all that shit. But when I was a kid... I was like, because Laurie and I are from the countryside, you do get into that kind of stuff.
Because we're from the countryside,
no, but we could
it's all about
it.
Witchcraft.
No, yeah, it's all about... I was a Wiccan up
we
until
got,
the ripe
got,
age of 10, at which point
really...
I got interested in Baal.
You can't just toss that out.
Another little
centre.
But like, so we used to go out and like look at the stars and like... And now, like some people in my extended family are a bit into astrology and all that. It's not my thing, but anyway. But like, I remember, like my dad, like we had a local pub that was called the Plough, and Dad explained to me that's because it is underneath the plough. Like this time of night when we go to the pub, that's where the plough is, and it's like, oh, that's really sweet. And Cassiopeia and like Seven Sisters and all that. I fucking loved all that stuff. But like now that we live in London, it's like the classic. Complaint about London.
Oh,
it's like, we live in a city, there's light pollution.
But it's true, it's true.
It is true.
And it is, and it's a really odd thing we were saying earlier that it is, like you say, such a fixture of us growing up, such a fixture of us living here. Even me, I, you know, I lived in quite a big town.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
then, I can still see,
you can still see
the stars when I go to bed. Or, you know, walk my dog and you can see the stars. It's just, I mean, walking my dog, number one, is the number one
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. I wish. By the way, I do wish you guys could see us. Laurie is currently holding leads.
Hang on. Listeners, it's going to go. The microphone's going really close to the dog. Hey, dog. Oh, you licked the microphone,
licked
isn't
the
that?
Mic.
That's probably going to sound lovely for you.
He's up.
Well, listen, I think it's probably... you were going to say something.
I was just going to say, it's so funny, like, they can't see you, but you're in the most precarious position.
Oh, yeah.
Holding leads.
Oh, yes.
Like,
because this microphone
making sure the dog doesn't...
Very expensive.
I am sat here doing
this
nothing.
Dog is very rambunctious. It's not a good combination.
He's like a little fruit bear.
What is a fruit bear?
A fruit bear is a fictional thing, right?
Okay, good. It's good that you got that out of the way first.
No, but fruit bear is one of my terms of endearment.
Okay, sure.
No, listen.
Don't say that like I should know what it is.
No, let me check out the sentence. Okay, I'm going to give you 2 sentences.
Hello, I love you, fruit bear.
Let me do the fruit
bear.
Do it. Okay, I'm going to give you 2 sentences. Okay. Hey, man. I think you look really cool today. Right?
Okay.
Okay, because you do. Right?
Thanks.
Second sentence. Hello, fruit bear. You're looking really cool today.
I feel immediately more uncomfortable by the second sentence.
Fruit bear. Well, I did touch you inappropriately.
You said, fruit bear. Which is never...
Hello,
never
little fruit bear. Little fruit bear. Dancing on a teacup.
Xavier, we will catch up with you later. Listen, we're going to go to bed because it's very late. And
it's about quarter to three in the morning.
All late night DMing the shit out.
And he's
got to
get up at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, what a man.
But dude, he is like the incarnate of like fantasy writer. He didn't bat an eyelid at staying up late to play games. He was like, no, sweet, we got to go to the tavern. And I was
what else are we going
to
do?
And like, I was looking at the clock like, oh, it's quarter past midnight. He might have to crash. You know, like, maybe that's unfair of me, but like, my dad goes to bed quite early.
That's unfair. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
And
I'm
like,
with you, yeah.
My parents, you know, as you get older and all that. But he was just like, well, no. There are goblins at first, and I was like, "Oh my god, this guy is amazing!"
Yeah, it's really amazing because I obviously love mum and dad,
yeah.
But I never had an interest with them that really spilled over to the way that I think Ben and his dad spent most of Ben's childhood together doing awesome things.
They talk about the same,
and it's
like, yeah, they talk about the same stuff. They're identical people,
and that's not to say I don't, you know, there's not stuff I find in common with my parents. You know, we
yeah,
music, blah blah blah. Blah, blah, blah.
My dad is music.
It is just so wonderful to see. Like, I don't know. It's just such glee in someone's face.
And you know what? Being able to, without being at like Comic Con or like EGX or something like that, being able to like walk into a room with a man, an older man that you've never met before, and say, and him say, "Oh, how are you doing?" And you go, "Oh, is that painting? Is that the front cover of Lionesse?" and he was like, "I can't believe you know that.
You
I didn't
so
know
many
you'd
brownie
read,
points.
I didn't know you'd read Lionesse." And I was like, "Yeah, no, but I've been reading Joe Abercrombie recently." And he was like, "Oh my god, The Blade itself." And I was like, "This is the kind of shit." The second I say to my dad, no, nothing against my dad, by the way.
No,
the
of course, but it's just not what he's interested in.
The second I say to my dad, it's like, "Oh, you know, I'm reading Game of Thrones." He'll be like, "Oh, what is it? Is it wizards?
One of your wizard books.
Is it one of your wizard books? That sounds like
wizardy wacky."
And then I'll try
turned him into a frog.
And I always try and sell it to him. Yeah. And I always like, no, it's like, you know, if we're talking about Game of Thrones, let's just say general, I'll be like, no, it's about politics. It's about, you know, and it's about corruption and all that.
Find,
and
he'll go,
you have to find
a dad way into
it. I love it. Just sounds excellent. Anyway, like it's just
anyway, your tax returns.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a Friday night.
It's a Friday
We're
night.
We're going to go to bed.
We are living up. We spend the whole night rolling dice and drinking booze.
Oh my god, it's been amazing.
And it's time for bed.
My guy is carrying a badger skull. Why? Because he can.
No, because you're an idiot. Because you're an idiot. I like, by the way, that our characters immediately have reverted to our archetypes. Yours is wide-eyed and in wonder at everything, and I am a pragmatist dick who just wants to
but
get
that's
stuff
the
done.
Now that the other characters are dead, you and I are going to form an unlikely friendship.
No, we're not.
And you're going to be against that.
No,
I am
I'm
so
go,
fucking into that.
You're
right?
Not going to be like that. That turns you on. You're the worst kind of person. The more that someone does not want to be friends with you, you are like, oh, but what if we were friends?
Maybe my character will start calling you Fruit Bear.
If you do that, I'm quitting the game immediately. Right. We will catch up with you tomorrow, Paul Shamblers.
Have a lovely
sleep.
Lovely.
Well, I recommend actually for full experience, you sleep in this pause in the podcast.
Oh my god.
Pause in the podcast sleep.
Pause in the podcast sleep. Here's a jingle. Watch out now.
Peas in the pod, they're a popular piece of the Peapod podcast piece. Peas in the pod and the Frank Muniz and the keys are on his knees. Peas in the pod and the Frank Muniz and the keys are on his Peapod podcast. Peapod podcast, Peapod podcast, Frankie Muniz keys, Peapod peas. Peapod got peas. Please?
Why? Why would you. Why?
Peas. Please.
Hello everyone, we're back again.
Back again!
Back again, Pads and Lars on our road trip.
Yeah.
We've just gone for a lovely walk. We are accompanied, of course, by our friends Ben and Jamie.
Hello.
Say hi, guys.
Hello.
The other two intrepid adventurers on our party. We've had a lovely day today.
They're the two that died.
Yeah. We'll come on to that in a minute, but we are. It's just worth telling you guys, without the benefit of being able to see this beautiful sight in front of us.
Yeah.
Middle of the Oxfordshire countryside, sun is setting.
We're on a farm.
That kind of amazing half light that happens at sunlight. It's by Ben's thinking stump.
Many a good hour spent
many
on
a
this
good
stump.
Think has been had upon this stump.
Like, can I just say, this stump, I mean, he has seen some things, but he's still standing. And I think, you know, I've never seen it before.
No, but it's his tree stump. Like, to say it's still standing, I mean, that's all they can do. That's the number one thing. Tree stumps can't fall over, mate.
It looks like it knows
it's
things.
In the ground.
It looks like. Yeah, it looks like it's got some wisdom like buried within it.
Are you going to go digging in the tree stump?
Well, I'm intrigued as to what's under here.
I think it's just sawdust, mate.
Well, is that just... Is that just...
We're also on the lookout because Ben's lovely old dog has gone missing.
Ooh. Jacob has fled into the countryside.
Totally. He was following us down the road, just disappeared into the woods, probably...
He just gave up the ghost. He went, oh, fuck this. Just,
don't hang around with these twats any longer than strictly necessary. But yeah, we've just had the first, like, you know, our first day session.
Yeah.
of D&D. So we met two new adventurers.
Yeah,
because Jamie and Ben died so horribly yesterday.
So we still got Glitch the Necromancer, yep, and Aphram the Paladin.
Aphram the Paladin, who is a bad paladin, has become a paladin.
And my Necromancer is a good Necromancer through ignorance.
Yeah, he's kind of a double negative.
Yeah, exactly. So we're each other's polar opposites.
He's a crap Necromancer. Yeah. And by
he's dreadful.
He's a great
absolutely
guy.
Absolutely dreadful. And then we met these two in the pub. So wait,
who have you got? Who
are
you, Ben?
Well, Hawkass the Bold is now sadly laid low, trying to fulfil his own name.
Yep.
And the new character, the incarnation, is Thurrock the Warrior, who nice. Is a more as a caveman who's come down from the hills to pillage alongside you.
I worked out three times as strong as my character, if the numbers of people believe. My guy can't carry like a hammer.
No
like,
we had to have some serious debate earlier when you picked loads of stuff up from the shop and Ben was like, saying, well, you don't have much chance of carrying it.
Yeah, could I logically carry that? The answer is no.
But I'm just
over-encumbered.
And Jamie, you remade a character as well.
I remade a character. I'm a thief illusionist, so yes. I'm multicasting because I got some insane rolls.
You got some great rolls.
Yeah,
so
16s,
good.
15s, yeah. 17s, everything. So, yeah, my character name is Callisto, which I later realised was actually the name of a woodland nymph and a lady. Yeah. I think I am.
Sort of elegant and graceful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could just be a nickname, like to go with your personality.
Yeah.
Like, sort of wooden nymph.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just casting glamours and illusions all over the fucking shop. And but we've set out on our first adventure.
Well, after yesterday's run-in with the goblins where these two died.
Horrible.
Loz
and I went, Aphram and Glitch went home, back to the pub,
yeah.
Met these guys. There was no real exposition on that.
And we just got set off straight again.
And went, look, we're halfway
obviously,
through.
Obviously, they were happy to follow these two maniacal characters.
We're super experienced. We've seen things.
We've seen shit.
We're right? Level one.
We know what's going on.
We have more experience points than you.
Also, the corpses weren't even cold. There was no mourning process. Straight back to recruitment.
My original plan was to go back and like burn you and do like the necromancer thing, like funeral rites and all that kind of shit. Maybe raise you from the dead. Right. Turns out I'm not good enough to do that.
Yeah.
Like, so we just ignored you. Went back into the goblin encampment, which turned out to be a barrow.
The barrow was filled with
all these fucking ghouls.
Well, we fought our way through the goblin den. Yeah, found down a toll. We killed the goblin boss. We got a crazy artifact, and we went up.
Yeah.
Into the barrow.
Yeah.
And an amazing encounter with some ghouls.
Fell down a hole.
Jamie poked. Jamie poked his head up. To see if there are any ghouls up there, and of course they
failed
were.
His stealth check and was immediately apprehended.
And it all culminates in this wonderful. Where Paddy, you got knocked down because you were set upon.
Well,
by two
of
ghouls.
Them jumped on me by chance.
And
of the
we managed to knock one of them down the hole, and the other one took you down with him.
Yeah, he was clawing on my back,
and then Jamie had to dive down to get him. And of course, the only logical way to get rid of them, Paddy,
we had three of us hanging,
dwindling
from this
HP,
dying,
and of course
would be dead next.
The only maneuver available was the dwarf bomb, whereby I chucked my weapons on, picked up my shield, and cast my
finest moment so far
down the shaft, knocked everyone down, and then there was this.
But you failed the roll. You were meant to just knock him off, but you knocked all of us down.
That's what I always intended.
Meanwhile, Ben's at the top, just finishing everyone else off, having a great time. And we're joined by another adventurer who's called Balin. Who's basically our whipping boy.
Yeah.
He's like a farm hand from nearby.
So
we've been like, yeah, sweet. Yeah. We'll just get him involved. Yeah. And he is a dick, man. Like he's gonna die. You hate him.
I hate him. You guys,
my character loves him. My character.
I would say he's not a dick. I think
redeeming qualities.
He's a young guy. He's
gotta give him a chance.
I mean, he's naive, but then again, so is the Necromancer. That's why I like him so much. Glitch really gets on with him because, like, he's like another hapless idiot.
Yeah.
But like, that's been absolutely great. And anyway, but that will culminate in what I think was going to be a boss fight.
Yeah.
But we used our guile to get around, and I mean, it's going to be hard to explain the whole thing.
But I think basically there was some baddie trapped in a casket.
Yeah.
And a series of clues on the wall where you had to basically press letters on. Relief of a body. Anyway, we got the treasure while Paddy was channeling a spell to keep the casket closed.
Yeah, exactly.
The most useless spell,
and that was like, that is role playing to the max.
Well, I've been playing this game for 15, 16 years, never been used.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just, I've been trying to use that for the last 8 hours, just being like, when can I use Hole Portal? When am I going to like lock a door? And everyone's going to be like, oh shit. And I was like, I lock myself in somewhere. And then we realised that the lid of a sarcophagus is technically a door into it. So I held Portal, you opened the treasure, and old mate couldn't get out. So we just ran away.
But now
the town is fucked.
Yeah. Where we might have just unleashed a lich on
some
a nearby
kind of awful evil
village. When we're now at a stage, we went to go and we found some cool trinkets and oddities, and we went to get them appraised. And Paddy took the opportunity to show off some of the other artifacts we got, which marked him out as a member of this bad family. I'm going to intimidate this guy.
And I was like, fuck, if I do this, I'll be like, yeah, actually, I'm Clan Merrin. And then it turns out that is not cool.
No one is happy with that.
They were banished hundreds of years ago. Yeah, exactly. The lineage is tough.
And the Dungeon Master even stopped the action and said, look, I'm just going to come clean with you guys. You are now in a lot of shit. and I apologise.
Just because you went, look at me, I'm a member of this family. Yeah. My lovely new badge.
But that's the thing. I apologise for it. And then immediately, that's the really cool thing about it. Immediately, it was like, no, don't apologize. This has made it. Yeah. Like, you've done what you thought was the thing.
Yeah. It's perfect. And it's really funny because I'm getting pissed off with you, but it's me, my character, getting pissed off with your character, really.
I think I'm still onto this unlikely friendship.
Yeah, I think that's what's so good is that you really want to be friends, and I do not want to be friends.
Exactly. We're polar opposites, but we're the opposite of the opposites anyway. So it's already quite fun.
It's
confused.
It's amazing. That was the end of the second session properly.
Now going to break for a walk.
A Chinese takeaway is provided by your father again.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking brilliant. We're gonna drink some more. And oh, can I just? I was when we woke up. I don't know when you guys woke up.
Hanging over.
Oh my god! I like because I remember you got out of bed.
Yeah.
And I just sort of vaguely thought he's probably going to the bathroom. Yeah. And then I noticed no one else was in the room. I was like, why do I feel like shit? It must be about 6 a.m. But of course, we went to sleep at 6 a.m. I was like, oh my god! And yeah, the first hour of us playing, I was not.
It was muddy.
I was not muddy. There. I was trying my absolute best to like do clever shit, and it just did not pay off. I immediately went to naught HP, and you all had to look after me. Yeah. I'm glad that you looked after me because you could have just left me.
You could have bled out.
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
Fran wanted to leave.
You just got on it. Jamie even took the dagger from my belt and used it to slip it into the neck of somebody.
Yeah. Right through the skull.
Yeah.
Of one of the
ghouls. It's just like, brilliant. I've got people looking out for me. That's wonderful.
I failed that several times as well.
Yeah, though. You tried a lot. You were just like rolling around aimlessly pointing at things. Like, I think we've done bloody well.
I think we've done really well. And I think most of us, I really enjoy our little party. I think we're quite a good ramshackle. And we've definitely, I remember your dad saying before we started, I was saying, I might make a paladin and I think he's going to be a goody-goody because I think that's an easy gameplay. So quickly.
Yeah.
It's just completely.
Just your guy is an arsehole.
Yeah. And I think it's so much more fun.
It's driven by money.
And it's driven by money. And because part of me is thinking I'm going to play this like I played Skyrim. It's just waste everyone and nick all their stuff. But it's, I think we've all just slowly drifted into being a bunch of pricks.
Very difficult to do the opposite.
Exactly. Yeah. The thing that I'm quite excited about is we're yet to all actively talk and make friends or talk about our backstory together.
Well, because I think the implication was we met in unlikely circumstances, got two people killed, and said, I should find some other chumps.
But we're yet to make you guys another band of adventurers, effectively, so we have to now build that bridge. And this might be an odd question because I'm sure there's a huge degree of like relativity in all of this, and nothing can be good or bad. But in terms of like, you've played this game a lot, you've played this game a lot, and Laurie and I haven't.
No.
Yeah. How's it going? Like, is there a way
out of 10, give us marks.
Well, okay, first trip.
How are we doing?
Two dead.
Yeah.
Weak. Four out of 10.
Yeah.
But, okay. This trip, we managed to not only get all the loot possible, we would have died. Had that person got out the coffin, at least one of us would have died.
Yeah.
So no, I'd say
you were dead.
Yeah.
Well, you were on 1 HP.
No, one. We rested for a night and I was like, regained consciousness.
We gained a companion.
Yeah.
Who will prove his worth probably in the future.
Really yeah, we kitted him out.
Exactly.
Fucking hammer.
I am really looking forward to the opportunity of us being able to strongly suggest that he goes in first somewhere and he gets minced by something.
Oh, I am looking forward to him getting minced. My character's not, but I am.
Returning to his dad, just be like, I'm so sorry.
But it's usually how it goes. Is it like, because I was kind of under the assumption, especially from the experience I have of D&D, a total party kill is like in my mind, I was like, that's super rare. Like, you'll always come up with stuff and you'll
use it. We were very close.
And that's the thing. And then when I spoke to you about it, you were just like, oh, we might go out and all get minced. And I was like, oh, okay, then what happens then? It's like, well, we make new characters. And and there was a bit of me that was like, especially coming from especially like a video games background, where you play as one dude, when you die, you probably get resurrected. Or you don't die.
You
just don't die a lot of the time. And I was thinking, like, that's ridiculous. I bet it's like we all die, but then we all wake up tied up or something. And we have to use our wily role-playing skills.
Waterboarded by gnolls.
And you were like, no, it's as simple as if your character dies, you roll a new one. And there was a part of me that was like, but surely my first character is going to be everything I want. And that's what we were talking about last night, where I said it was so interesting that actually you roll for your character. You can't go, I'm going to be, you know, the lord of the fucking dance. No. Like, you have to roll and see what you get. And so we all ended up as different things to what we wanted.
I think to be very fair, that might not be what D&D is like for everyone.
Yeah.
Because I think the rules can be a lot more rigid. But I think this version your dad has cooked up, which is, you know, the product of years and years. Yeah. This amazing stack of books. Yeah. And the most incredible one is the kind of compendium. What does he call it?
The ledger.
Which is half...
Handmade.
And half handwritten pages and class descriptions. And
it's not like 20 pages of monsters. It's like fucking 600 pages long or some shit. It's amazing. Like, the amount of work that has gone into that is stunning.
Yeah. But as a result, it's this incredibly fluid and free game, and it's all down to what we want to do rather than, what do my stats let me do?
Yeah. And I like that, because there's this classic D&D thing of like the stoic dungeon master who will never comment and never say you're doing something right and doing something wrong.
Your dad's unflinching.
He's very good at that. He will never be like, you can't, you're being an idiot. Like, he'll never, but he does know when credit's due.
And
I think that's rad, that occasionally he'll stop and he'll say, Ben, that was really cool. And that, and like, even if it breaks a mechanic, he'll be like, well, technically you can't do that, but that's such a lovely idea that I'm going to let you do it. It's like the whole portal thing, as I said earlier. It was just like, he was like, that's amazing.
Such a good use.
That's wonderful that you.
So what you're saying, Paddy, is you're really happy you're playing it because you're getting praised.
I am by the team. Praised by the team.
Because for once, your wacky harebrained teams, because they operate in a fancy world, work.
And that's the and the other thing,
they don't rely on you and your gammy arms.
And the other thing I didn't realise is level one in a video game, even if it's Warcraft or the way, it's easy. You walk around, you kill some boars. By the time you're level 5 in a minute, and then you go up and like it's all fine. But in this level one, I didn't realize you're just like some dude.
You're literally a guy in a town who's gone, oh, just go adventuring.
I can be a mage.
I can afford a shield.
And I couldn't believe like how much we suck.
It sucks a lot.
And it's like, I was like, oh, I'm going to cast all these wicked things. No, I'm not. And I love that your dad always says, oh, if you survive, you guys are going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay. And it's like, but the assumption is you will all die. And it's
the
like,
thing about
how does
dying.
That, how does that feel? I think this is what you're about to say.
Yeah, the thing about dying, especially in like group party situations, if one person dies, often it's just a complete butterfly effect and just boom, everyone dies.
Everyone, because you find
that, you know, you were covering three orcs, he's now dead, so there's three orcs, then reassemble.
That's what happened in our first encounter, was that we two had three on one.
Yeah.
And as soon as you went down, they all swarmed the others, which was unfortunate.
And we limped out.
We bowed out gracefully.
Yeah.
and as a fantasy writer as well, your dad, I really like the focus on, it's not all combat, and it's not all role-playing. There's a lot of it, there's like puzzles, and there's actual things where he'll leave us for 10 minutes and he'll go see if you guys can work this out.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like maths problems, like not necessarily maths problems, but like, you know what I mean, logic puzzles and like stuff like that, and like actually really well written. Whenever he hands us something written, he's done the script.
Oh my gosh.
This riddle,
riddle we got presented with in the tomb, which was embossed on the wall by the sarcophagus.
Yeah.
And he'd written it out, and it's amazing, and it wasn't quite gothic text, but it was definitely, you know, otherworldly and it was beautiful, because the riddle ends up being about, spoilers if you're ever going to play this game, guys. It was a written thing, and it ended up being it was identifying letters, like I mentioned earlier, letters on the name, the family name that you had to make.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Manipulate in certain ways to open. We looked at it for like 10 minutes, thinking, "Well, if we do it, it's basically just saying we're going to get gifted." It was just so fantastically clever.
And he doesn't go correct. He says, "There's a click."
Yeah. You do
that. You're like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, all that is you just substitute the cell.
We had a wonderful one a few years ago, a very similar style. It was like a big grid. I don't know if you were on the ship or not. Actually, it's in Ladderstone. Basically, it had pictures of all these different sort of hieroglyphs, and you click them in.
Right.
And if you get the right order, brilliant, it opened. And if the place is called Ladderstone, and we didn't realise, if you just followed the ladders and the stones down, you win.
Oh.
We kept clicking like fire, and all that happens, a firestorm just like burns down and rains down.
Everyone's dead.
Oh, God. And this is, you had very few goes of trying to get there. But if you think about it, it's possible. And he's quite good at making them doable but difficult at the same time.
Exactly. And there's a logic at hand in all of it, which is so...
Yeah, and the cool thing, like in a couple of D&D podcasts I listen to, often, like, especially with stuff like skills, like people will have like a 10 in Arcana and a 15 in History and stuff like that, and they'll roll for that in a way that's like, oh, well, my guy used to be an historian, so you roll and you go, sweet, he passed it, so what does my guy tell everyone? And the dungeon master's like, well, your guy knows that blah, 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 blah. But what your dad does is, like, if you roll and you pass a check, you're then the authority. Yeah. So it's like, if you're talking, like, for a necromancer, if you're talking about, like, burial rites or something like that, you don't go like that. He goes, well, you tell us, you're the expert. And you say, oh, well, this is how it happens, and that then becomes part of the world.
It's accepted. I remove the pants of the deceased,
place
them firmly on the head,
and
then I anoint him with special oils, which are actually ketchup.
my favorite character quirk is Afram's, that he keeps on, you keep on using it, and it's like this very fantasy thing. You grab a haunch, interrogating someone or you're fighting someone, it's like, I grab a haunch, and we then all simultaneously realise that's an arse. So your dwarf is kicking the shit out of people and then just grabbing them by the butt. Do you know?
Because if you're a goblin and a dwarf's coming for you, you think he's going to grab you by the collar or something. No. Grab him by the butt.
He's got no idea.
Afram,
rip his butt.
No, Afram's going to be amazing. By saying earlier, part of me hope he dies, because I think his death would be fantastic.
It'll be heroic.
But we better get back in, because it's very, very chilly. Mm-hmm. There's some dinner to have. We've got a dog to find.
He's long gone.
We probably have some booze to drink at some point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll do another chat.
We'll catch up with the yard. Hopefully, we'll all be alive.
Yeah.
And Paddy will have all of his.
I will be epic loot. That's what I'm going to be.
See you later. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
His name was Pablo. More Spanish spider. He wore a pair of espadrilles and drank cider.
Sleepyhead, here he comes. Here's Paddy. Hi, Paddy. Hi, mate. Good morning, Sleepyhead. I said it's early. It's about 12:30, mate, and it's time to get up and go adventuring. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, my God, you're like a terrier.
Yes, I am. It's like Christmas morning, but I'm a dwarf with a massive hammer.
Why are you doing this?
Because it's time to go adventuring, Paddy. It's time to get up. We're in somewhere. You've got to get up, you lazy shit. We've already been adventuring for an hour, and we had to roleplay that your character was just stuck in the inn.
Well, he was.
Oh, well, he was, and he's not no more.
I was having a snack. What are you...
What's wrong?
Why you got the mic?
I do. I've put it in especially to come and say hello.
Oh, is this... I know what this is.
This is an ambush, mate. We've got to tell the listeners what we've been up to, because we were playing until very late last night, weren't we?
We've been sleeping.
Come on, mate. Open those lovely, gorgeous eyes of yours.
Hang on, let me have a sip of water.
Okay, so number one, what were we doing first yesterday, Paddy? Tell all the boys and girls.
No,
come on, tell us. Tell us, and don't make me take the water away from you.
Oh, my God, this is so stressful.
Yeah, I know.
What were we doing yesterday? Hello, Laurie.
Hello, Paddy. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning. I was having such a lovely...
No, what were we doing in D&D? So, we were out on our adventures yet again.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. So, we go big troubles.
Big troubles in Chinatown.
Big troubles in Chinatown.
We basically had to sort out a kind of a feud in a bar. We finished that off, didn't we?
Yeah, so we went to go meet the 12th, who's like something to do with the Thieves Guild. And he was like, hey, I wanna help you, because I'm masquerading as the son of this noble family that turns out to be child murderers.
Yes.
And that's why everyone wants me dead. But my character doesn't really
care.
And then all these chumps showed up who were like what adventurers should be. It was like a big paladin in big armor.
They were all in plate armor.
Yeah, and they were like holy warriors and stuff. And they started like attacking. So my characters are not very strong. So I got up on a table and shouted for everyone else in the bar to get
kill your boys. Any chance of a hand?
Yeah, I was like, come on, get involved. And then we had a mariachi team of bandito archers.
Yeah, bandito
archers. Who were like, okay. And then we had the like bar brawlers come in. And I had my life
duration diving behind the bar, hanging out with the barmaid.
I made a supreme like acrobatics check and did a rad jump over the bar.
Don't try and claim any credit for that. You just jumped over a bar. That is not something to be. No, Paddy, tell them about what I did, because I laid down the smack.
You laid the smack down. You just kicked the shit out of everyone.
My dwarf has slowly become like a chaotic bastard. Yeah, he just has a massive sword and only cares about blood and guts.
Yeah, he's lovely.
And I've taken. Do you like it?
Yeah, Ephraim.
We've got sort of the son of the.
Afrogato.
He's like a lovely creamy coffee
ice cream dwarf.
I've got the son of a squire who's followed us stupidly on our adventure.
Balin.
I'm trying to turn him into an evil bastard as well.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be convinced. He's too good-hearted.
But then we did that, and then we went to another bar down in the docks later on.
And then we met a bard.
A lovely bard. He sang
Don
us a
Dondarrion.
Song. Was Dondarrion?
It wasn't Beric. Yeah, you're like Don DeLaemon or something like that.
Do you remember all those lovely dreams we had? How excited are you to get right back on them today?
I was having a dream.
Oh, fuck off about your dream.
No, I worked in a fancy restaurant.
No! Well, number one, you definitely didn't.
No, but I dreamt that I remember I was in the, like, changing room, getting into my, like, apron.
Listen, I'm going to stop you right now. I'm going
to
stop you right now, because do you know what the most boring thing in all of the very world is?
I don't know, your face? Boom!
I'm trying to sneeze, there's not a gun.
Are you having a sneeze?
It didn't work.
That's what you get, because wake me once, fool on you. Wake me twice, sneeze again. Wake me thrice. Oh, are you going to sneeze? Are you actually going to look at
horrid. I've got one of those sneezes that just won't come out.
You know you need to, I always tell you this, you need to like look at a light and pull a nose hair. That's what I always do. See if you can do it.
I don't have any long nose hairs like you.
Yeah, I've got like one like somewhere around there. You just give him a little yank.
It's not working,
gives you
that's just in pain.
Do you want me to do it?
No.
No, that'd be weird.
Don't yank my nose hair.
It'd be weird.
But as I was saying, Paz,
you know
nobody
that I'm
ever
fully
wants
naked
to
hear. Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know, and I know I'm like right up like in your groin.
Right next to
rubbing it all up nice.
Central USA.
I was gonna say that nobody likes hearing about other people's dreams. They're always so boring.
Well, yeah, but you should have seen this restaurant.
No, I know I should have, but unfortunately,
and
I
remember it really
will.
Vividly because if you get woken up, you can remember it for a bit. That's what I'm telling you now. So
I just
remember.
Don't care.
I know you
I just
don't
really
care.
Don't care.
Is everyone else adventuring?
Yeah, we've been going for hours, mate. We've got dragons to ride. We've all got like super mithril armor.
Oh no!
Ben became a juggler and started juggling everywhere.
Did I level up?
No, you're in bed the whole time.
Yeah,
if anything, you've just racked up a hefty board and tackle charge.
You know what, though?
What?
You know what? My guy's old job was dream interpreter.
He
was an occupant. No, what's it called?
Does that work on your own?
There's a well, maybe I've interpreted my dream and I've learnt from it.
No, an oranist or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think I've learnt something from it, so I think I'll probably catch up with the levels. I'll come down now. I'm really hungover.
Yeah, as I can see.
Yeah, and
look at your balls.
But that's the thing. I think you're hungover, but you just have the ability to
power
get it.
Yeah, because life is more important than being hungover, Paddy. Life is all about
being
a dwarf, grabbing people by the butt, and knocking them over,
the
ramming a sword up their butt.
That is
my jelly peanut butter jam.
And my jam. Did I snore?
Oh yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, you are a champ snorer.
I do, it's a problem, isn't it? Like,
do you sleep on your back? Is that
no?
What it
I
is?
Sleep on my front unless I roll over in
the
night.
Well,
I sleep
also
on,
the same
on my front with one arm under the pillow, pushing the pillow into my face. So that
sleep
I normally go to sleep when it's light, so I do whatever covers the most
eye.
Why
don't you get some eye covers, mate?
Because then you could get up to all sort of wizard pranks.
I could start drawing dicks on your face and you wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't know. I need to sort out the snoring. I wonder if it annoys people. Does it annoy you?
It annoys me in the moment, but as soon as you wake up in the morning, it's not like it doesn't register. You know, you just know when you're trying to sleep, like anything that puts you off is fucking, it's all the worst thing. When you're lying there and seconds become minutes become hours in your head. It was like, well, on the first night, we all went to bed very pissed.
Yeah.
That's
when it's worse.
I was,
for me, by
yeah,
the way.
Oh, of course. And I was, and I was trying to sleep. And you and Ben were up here playing. Ben was playing some poker online.
Yeah, yeah.
Some,
and I was trying to help with my
really
wizard pranks,
didn't you?
I love that phrase.
And he, and there was, I was trying to get to sleep, and I wasn't being kept up by you guys talking, but I was aware that there was, you know,
there was noise going on.
And I could, I just couldn't sleep, and it was very warm in here, and I got up very abruptly and went, fine, I went to the loo.
Yeah.
And the next morning, you two were like, were you really, really pissed off?
You genuinely, it was like storming out.
It was so, but it was just because I was like,
oh shit.
But like, you know, but you know what it's like when you're that sleepy, and you just kind of zoom away.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go play some more D&D.
Yeah.
Right about now, guys.
Let's go do it.
Let's go do it.
Shambles out. Bitches.
Nice strong ending, mate.
Well, come over here. Little granddaughter of mine, you sweet thing, tell me. Little girl, can you sing?
Yes, granddad, I can.
No, don't!
Reading Station.
We finally jumped on the train. The door's
Reading
just closing.
Station.
No, that's not a song. That's not a song. That is not a. We've got
Reading Station.
We're very lucky, Mal, because we just got on this train. We're about to miss it. Luckily, they're just doing up all the doors. We're about to leave. But we're going home.
Hang on.
What is this?
There's lots of people looking at us.
Oh, no. How many people?
Oh, no. It's just two people. Don't worry. It's totally fine.
It's, we're doing some incognito. Ooh, whistle. Time to go.
Incognito
recording on a train.
Headphones. I didn't think they came that big. Like, those are insane. It looks
I have to hear if you're talking properly, Paddy.
It genuinely looks like you've strapped two like cushions from a leather armchair to your head using
silky soft and cushiony smooth.
Silky soft and cushiony smooth. Yeah, we've changed at Reading.
We're going home. It's really really
the end
sad
of the shamble tour.
I know. We had to send a fond farewell to Ben and his dad and Jamie who left early this morning. It was really upsetting.
Yeah,
right?
We had to say goodbye to our characters.
We had to say goodbye to our characters.
Well, no, they're not dead.
Flush them down the toilet.
Yeah, no. We're going to come back to them. I mean, I think we're going to do another session in a couple of weeks. And that's
I really
awesome.
Hope so.
I really hope so. So much fun.
And our final mission
loads
today.
Of people are about to get on this train.
Okay.
Look, oh my god. Okay, so
we're going to pretend. The real thing about the political outlook right now.
After
is...
Thomas's death, I really see that's cleared him
that's,
out, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's got right.
That's cleared
Jesus
him out.
Jesus Christ, man! You can't just be.
Yeah,
out.
No,
we're playing a special
watch
game.
This. Watch this. And she said, "You have to kill me." And I said, "I don't know if I can do that." I mean, and I looked her in the eyes, and I smiled, and she smiled, but we both knew. We both knew. And she said, it's time.
Kill me now.
Yeah. And look at that. Empty. Everyone just moved. Everyone has moved around us. That is absolutely beautiful.
No.
Well, that went badly. We almost got kicked off the train.
Yes,
people
exactly.
did not take kindly to us doing silly noises in the corridor.
Yeah, exactly. And all of my stories, I think, might have alerted a guard, like in an
a
RPG.
Guard. They don't have guards on the train.
It turns out they do on this train.
Like the town of
Moonshire. Well, so basically, we are now off the train.
Thank God,
there's a little coffee van. We're gonna stand. Let's stand here. I like
stand
the look
by
of
the
here.
Bollard.
Oh yeah, we got off the train.
Yeah, that was a mission.
Yeah, we realised we could no longer record on the train because it was such a disruption to everyone else's well-being.
Nobody else was happy that we were there. Nobody else was happy that we were going, not at all.
Turns out, not fun.
People in general, general public, not tolerant
yeah,
of this bullshit.
Not a fan. Why
you were all so wonderful for listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I think we were somewhere along saying that we finished our weekend.
Yeah.
That was great. We finished the D&D campaign for now.
Yeah, exactly.
It finished with us hunting down a beast of the Black Forest.
The Backwood. The beast of Backwood, which turned out to be like a troll.
An enormous troll.
A big troll.
Almost
and that's where
us.
Paddy's character glitch finally came good.
Finally.
I managed to cast some kind of paralysis spell that kept it held in place for 6 turns whilst we all just hit it with sticks.
He still all managed to conspire. I didn't get a single hit on the motherfucker, even though it was paralysed in front of me. And I'm a tiny dwarf with a massive sword.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
not much room for error there. And yet there was. Well, what we were going to do on the train is talk about our favourite train games, but I guess the moment's really lost.
The moment's passed for that. I mean, I feel our journey was very reminiscent of the famous book and movie and series of comics and audio podcast
musical.
And audio birds and musical Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
Yeah, of course. And of course the ill-fated tap dance version.
Yes,
when
absolutely.
18 people lost their lives
because when
they tried to use a train to tap dance with, like a train carriage.
Yeah, exactly. And immediate and crushing. So many actors dead. But it's amazing because the story
as we all know, a book of that film would be awful. Can you imagine?
Timothy Planes opens a Trains and Automobiles
business.
Yeah,
we've done this before.
Oh, right. But yeah, we didn't get to do any train games. We just sat there whilst people gave us funny looks and listened to their music much
really
louder.
Really
loudly. I mean, maybe I do that, though. I don't know. I listen to my music.
I don't think
quite...
so. I mean, when it's loud enough to hear across like the hum of a train engine across a carriage, I think you're doing some irreparable damage to your ears, and I'm very, very, very sorry for your future hearing problems.
Exactly.
It's very easy to complain about stuff on the train. That's the thing I always find.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone on a train on a Sunday night as well is that like I'm
they're
not
already
there's
thinking
no
I've
way.
Got to go to fucking work
yeah
tomorrow.
There's no way that you can blame anyone for anything, because it's like no one wants to be on that train.
Do you not find you always I'm in a bit of a heightened state of tension whenever I'm on public transport, though? Like I routinely complain about it, despite it never actually
the,
being
the
that
tiniest
bad.
Niggle. It's like if there's like a whistle or like in the in like
well, there's an alarm that went off when we were in the train,
yeah,
right,
just boop 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 boop.
Yeah, thanks. I don't think anyone else wants to hear that again, do they? Yeah. That was
awful.
And in normal circumstances, it's fine. You know, you can deal with that. But as soon as you're on a train, you're like, it's the combination of having paid slightly too much for it, of the train probably being late, way too many people, probably. And,
tired.
And you're inevitably, I don't know, you're either going somewhere and you've had to go to a lot of effort to get up that morning,
well,
get ready, or you're coming back from something really fun.
And the thing, you're probably quite bored.
Yeah.
To an extent, no matter if you're reading a book or whatever. So you look at the people around you, and you look at the things around you, and you notice the squeaky wheel on the coffee thing, and you notice the person who's breathing really loudly out of their mouth.
You notice
whilst
the slightly
they're looking
racist
at you, and they're
mutterings
2 inches away from your cheek going,
okay, that's too much. That's too much. Now I'm bored of you, and I don't want to travel with you. All right. So what? I mean, did you play any games as a kid on the train? Or
on the train.
Do you have any set standards?
Well, I mean, there's always your you've got your I Spies.
Yeah.
You've got
I Spies.
You've got your
Cluedo.
You've got your Cluedo. You've got your Scrabble.
Travel Cluedo.
Travel Chess. All that. We used to do. What color is that?
I thought the game would just be what color.
What colour?
You've got to guess what colour.
No, it's called What Colour Is That?
Okay, and is it puce?
No,
is
never
it,
puce.
Is it magenta?
No, you haven't, you haven't
is
learned
it
the rules.
Violet?
It's cyan.
No. Is it peach?
Cyan. No, basically, it's really good. It's whenever the car comes to a stop, you point at the nearest, biggest, and like most obviously coloured thing.
Well, that one!
Yeah, and you go, what colour is that? And then the other person has to tell you. And then
is
it's
that a
their
game?
Go.
How is that a game?
Well, you know, you find out the colours of all sorts of things that you never would have imagined.
Cars. Just a variety of cars.
Well, it's better than your game. What game did you
what
play?
What games did we play? We played Hide the Ribena.
Hide the Ribena.
And it was a very fun game
where
Mum would get out a little thimbleful of Ribena,
A thimble.
A thimbleful, yeah, tiny, you know.
A little.
And she would fill it to the brim, with undiluted strawberry Ribena.
Oh, my favourite.
No, it was picked in our house because no one liked to drink it, so there was no danger of foul play.
It was my favourite. I never got it as a child.
Because you're a fucking idiot. Ribena, blackcurrant Ribena is the only good one.
I like the light blackcurrant and the strawberry.
What is wrong with you? Light blackcurrant is a foul bastard spawn of the true blackcurrant.
You can like different flavours of ribena. I get that it's primarily a blackcurrant drink.
I don't. Okay, you can like different flavours, but when you like the watered down version of the good flavour, that's wrong.
Well, yeah,
because
but it's
what you're
saying,
is no, it's fucking not. Anyway,
but
the game,
strawberry.
Hang on, this very serious game.
Yeah. So
you pick
ribena,
the strawberry because no one will drink it because we all hate it. Strawberry
ribena.
Like any logical people, I'm going to slap you around the face in a second. And I've been travelling with you all day, and you were in the party in the Dungeons & Dragons party. You were giving me all that because look, here's a stupid door. Those emotions have carried over into real life. And
when
now
we
I,
let gameplay become reality, that's when we're in trouble.
That's when we
anything that
become
happens
ourselves.
No matter how many times our characters fuck, we can't,
we
fuck,
can't fuck.
Okay.
Anyway
this
game,
sorry.
Thimbleful of Ribena. Mum would give it to the child who's. Who'd had shoes, new pair of shoes most recently. It's just one of those ways we just, because you could do age, it was always the same, because, you know, our family was
who's
unchanging.
Got shoes on, and odds are two of you.
No. Who recently got the newest pair of shoes? That's what I said.
Okay.
Who was bought the newest pair of shoes?
Well,
there you go,
like,
last.
The odds are
there
still
you go, last.
The youngest.
Anyway, given the thimbleful of strawberry, why? Given the thimbleful.
Because their feet are still growing.
But we were kids. All of our feet were still growing.
Well, yeah, but they grow slower as you get older.
Yeah, but when I turned 18, funnily enough, I didn't still play this game in the car because I wasn't going on many trips with my parents.
I did.
Yeah,
in the boot of your car.
Please let me explain this fucking game. And Mum would give it to said selected person, whoever's turn it was.
Shoemaster.
And you had to. No, just the guy's go it was. Why did you have to bring mastery into this? And you would take the thimble, and you would have to, while everyone else was counting to 37, a very important number which will become relevant later.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Would have to hide the thimble somewhere in the car or about their person. But the catch is, moving car. You have to not spill any of the strawberry Ribena. Okay. And the more strawberry Ribena you spill, the more Wicked Wango points you get. Okay.
More blood is
lattered. Now, there are several ways to get Wicked Wango points. Number one is to keep a completely intact thing of Thimbleful. Number two is the duration in time, in seconds, of how long it takes the other people on your team to find the Thimble.
Yeah.
And number three is how quickly you can hide it. You get those seconds off the timer doubled and added to your Wicked Wango score, right?
Okay.
Okay. And the only way that they can find, so then it's the other people's turn to find the thimble.
Yeah, yeah.
Only thing they're allowed to ask you is, they go, you have to start every question with, thimble me this or thimble me not.
Yeah, okay. Does it have shall to then
the
rhyme?
Shall the thimble be found?
Or shall it be not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I played this game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you... and then you ask. You then ask the question.
Hello.
You can only ask the question of which has a yes or no answer.
Yeah.
But it cannot be related to location, right? Which I know is quite a weird thing to get your head around.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can only say, if this thimble was a person, they be
a passion fruit, or would they be Elvis?
No. Would they be mum or dad or Flora? Where would they be? And basically, you're asking where they're sitting, but you can't ask where they're sitting. You have to say if they're a person, who would they be at the moment? And you say, if they're a temperature, would they be hot or cold? Does that mean if they're in the by the window or in the air conditioning? Right.
Yeah.
And eventually, find the thimble. Next person's go.
Yeah.
Whoever has the most Wicked Wango points gets a free bottle of Pepsi at the next service station.
So no one drinks the Ribena?
Fucking course not, you savage. It's a strawberry Ribena. That's the whole point. Nobody drinks it.
Yeah, but when you win, you get a Pepsi. Surely you should win a Ribena.
That'd be fucking
ridiculous.
It's
called Hide the Ribena.
Yeah, well, it's because we had there's a lot of awkward times in the late 90s and early 2000s when I was a child.
Yeah.
When strawberry Ribena, we just got a lot of it for very cheap because it's shit and no one bought it.
Of course, yeah.
It all makes sense. It was a recession. Times were hard.
We used to play Point at a Hill. And Dav would go, hey,
who can find a hill?
Hey, any of you seen a hill? And you point at it and he goes, oh, you win.
What did you win? Did you win not getting beaten that night?
Choosing the next hill that you will one day point at.
Well, that's brilliant news for everyone, Paddy.
Oh, sorry,
I think we're a bit tired and ready to go.
Suddenly run out.
Now, don't worry, we've got to get on the tube now, which is going to be extra fun. We're not going to record on there because we will definitely get stabbed.
We did stuff on the tube. Tube people will not like that.
And we'll round up when we get home. We'll do a quick goodbye. How's your father?
Yeah, so we've got a whole, full circle.
Full circle. Skips the end.
Yeah.
We're alive.
You began with us and you will end with us. And the middle is left unwritten.
Or
something.
I'll make it up as we go along.
Where's that hill?
Spoiler alert, Kaiser Soze. Spoiler alert, Dumbledore dies. Spoiler alert, life isn't worth it. Why not end it all now?
Oh, mate, spoilers?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have to kill myself now.
Oh, I should shut my mouth shut.
Shit.
Taxi?
What?
Taxi.
Why are you calling taxi?
Because we're home.
No, yeah, we are home. Why are you calling taxi? Taxi is universally used to get away from places.
No, it's setting the scene that we're back.
What? Where?
You know, whenever they go back somewhere in a movie, it's like they run out of the hotel and they're like, taxi!
Name one film now that we're asking.
My whistling has... Sleepless in Seattle.
Your first go-to.
You've got mail? Sliding Doors.
Not on You Got Mail. The person sends around an email. There are no taxis. Shut up.
I was just
We're home.
In London. And what's in London, Laurie?
Me and you. And that's
cabs.
It. Cabs. No, well, not if Uber have their way, eh?
Oh, not if Uber have their... Or the other one. New one. Competitors. Probably shouldn't talk about that. How are you doing?
Why would you even bring that up if you don't know a name?
I'm sorry.
One of the competitors of Uber.
I'm just...
Oh, what a great cultural touchstone.
I'm just so pleased to be home. I'm overexcited because really that journey was a nightmare.
It was. Well, I feel like, you know what? It's one of those things. Now I'm home and we've done a little nighttime routine. You know, I think sometimes I go on about the public transport of London a lot. It is fucking brilliant. Like, we did just get home, you know, 6 miles away very easily.
Yeah.
Let's not... Hey, give the TfL boys and girls their due. And as for Boris Johnson...
They don't get my goat. Bojo does.
Bojo gets both my goats.
Bojo.
But yeah, we were all ready for bed now, aren't we? It's very settled down. It's really, you know, done the little thing you do when you come back from holiday, when you have the little rituals and
things. I've taken off one sock.
You've got one, we both did that.
And I've hung it under the Argo.
For when... Father Socks comes.
When Father Socks drops off his
socks. Do you not have little things that, you know, when you go on holiday, you have your last day of luxury, so you come
back. Yeah,
home and of course, we clipped our toenails together earlier as well. That's very important. The ablutions. I had a lovely bath.
We washed each other's backs.
Washed each other's backs, yeah, and a very, very...
But,
Blindfolded.
Blindfolded.
Like
so,
Ghost.
The thing is, Paddy, do you want me to tell you a little secret? That wasn't your my back you're watching.
Oh, no.
It was my butt. That it just feels very muscular. And it has arms on it, so it does feel a lot like a back.
We've had our dusk crumpets.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we can do noon crumpets.
Yeah, no, we're on the train.
Yeah.
How would we?
Fucking ridiculous. Of How course, we had to make do with dusk crumpets.
Yeah, exactly. I've got my skates.
On or off?
Off.
Off. Firmly off.
For me to put them on for bed.
Okay, yes,
my bed is a rink.
Oh.
I love the word rink.
Why?
Because it... Say it.
Rink.
It does not sound like a word, does it? Rink.
Yes, it does.
Hello. Oh, I'm just off to the rink.
You
the what?
But you wouldn't
the
ever say
ring?
That. Hang on.
The clink?
You
no.
would never say
the
that.
The rink.
You wouldn't ever just say, I'm going to the rink. You'd say the ice rink. Or
what?
The hockey rink. Or the skating rink.
Well, if you went every... Let's...
Now the word rink has lost all meaning because we said it
to... If I went to an ice rink every week, right, and then 2 years later, I'm still going.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the house at basic ice skating time
that
I always do. And I go, I'm off to the rink.
That would be weird.
No, but you'd know that I was talking about the ice rink.
I would, but you wouldn't say that. You'd say, I'm going skating.
Well, I don't know that. I haven't been
I'm
skating.
I'm going to go racing.
I'm terrified of it.
Me too, man. Fingers are going to get chopped
Dude,
off.
My friend Louis, when I was at primary school, one of his fingers,
completely
wham,
gone.
Like that. I think they managed to reattach it.
Oh,
it
still
like,
then. My cousin Kay chopped her finger off trying to get something out of a lawnmower, and they put it back on.
You know what? Well, that's why they say, fear the rink.
Fear the rink. Fear the mower.
Fear the walking rink.
But no, man, that's it. That's all the holidays now. All holidays done.
Yeah.
All set up.
I've already got some grand plans.
Well, hang on. Let's just get yourself into bed and tuck yourself in first, and then we'll talk. And then we'll talk.
Let me get my my loyalty blanket.
What is that? What, from being such a loyal
keep
sleeper?
It away from my unfaithful blanket.
It's horrible.
Oh, we've actually whose blankets is
this? This is Zach's. Oh, yeah, it's very nice, isn't it?
It kind smells of like
it does because he
smells like deep
because
meat.
He washes his stuff more regularly than we do. But no, we're already that's done. We're done. We're done.
Well, I've already been thinking about our next holiday.
Another
and
holiday
as the grown up.
Just come back
yeah,
from
but
this.
As the
one.
Grown up, you're gonna book it. But no.
Why
okay.
do you mean?
Here What's we go. Point? Paddy's list of holidays. That
oh, you've
are
already been
now.
Thinking about.
No, I've
okay.
already, I already have.
Where
I
mean, would you like to go on holiday, darling?
Bogota.
What do you mean, Bogota?
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 What, like in Jungle Book?
Yeah, no. Bagheera.
Oh, yeah, no, hang on.
No. Well, we can't go there, mate, because some of us aren't allowed in Colombia anymore, are we?
That's actually
because
true.
Some
actually
of us,
true.
Some
it's
of
actually...
us fueled an insurrection.
Okay. How about Iceland?
Iceland.
Because I bet there'll be loads of rinks.
I would quite like to go to Iceland. The only thing is, mate,
yeah.
Trolls are a problem. There are trolls.
Oh, yeah, and of
they
course...
They do live under bridges, and you must pay the troll toll to get in.
Yeah, you got to play troll toll. And, of course, I'm you know, I'm not allowed within 50 feet of a troll.
Oh, it's your troll misdemeanors. No, you've got to think somewhere...
What about...
Somewhere less dangerous.
Carrigaline.
Where is Carrigaline?
It's about 30 miles outside of Cork. Carrigaline.
Okay, well, then we're not going there because if you
Sam's
do...
From.
Yeah, if you do anything like that voice, we will not be going back in one piece, will we?
All right, okay, how about France?
France?
Oh, I hear they got all the bread.
Generally, somewhere in France.
Yeah.
The thing about France is, mate, bicycles, number one killer of tourists. So
oh.
You can't go there.
Well,
go there.
And of course, I'm not allowed within 50 feet of a France. Bike.
No, okay. You're not allowed to 50 feet of a mine.
Am I just not allowed abroad? Is
that... Oh, yeah, we have to go somewhere more homely, more closer home. Because,
okay,
of course,
how about
because
the bright shining lights of Salisbury?
Salisbury?
Where the
yeah.
planes are.
Good idea, planes.
Bet
you know,
they've got loads
of
rinks there,
yeah,
too.
Only thing is, lots of...
Gonna go get myself
famous...
rinked.
Shut the fuck up.
And that's
famous...
rink apostrophe
yeah,
D.
Yeah, I get that, yeah, because, you know, why stop making a word completely grammatically incorrect when you can make it even more? We're not going there, mate, because, as famously, again, yeah. lots of stones. And you,
steak.
You are a big flailing... Nah, Salisbury, not the same Salisbury.
Oh, okay.
It's from America, darling.
What about going to Leeds?
Leeds?
Yeah.
Reeds. No.
Okay.
It's dirty.
You just don't like
it's
Leeds.
Dirty. I tell you where we're going to go. Do you know where we're going to go?
Oh, yeah!
We're going to go to a cottage.
Yeah.
In our mines.
Oh.
Which has the benefits of being cheap, safe, clean, quick... fun for all the family and a couple more.
As long... Okay, but I get to choose whose mind the cottage is in.
Is it going
to
be yours?
It's mine. Oh, and you are not going to like some of the things you find
oh.
there. Did someone say snakes? Oh, I just love snakes. Actually, I don't like snakes.
Why?
I'm big scared.
Well, let's not go to Snake Mansion. But listeners, I think it's time for us to go and go to sleep. We've got to get ready for big day of work tomorrow, Paddy, if you'd forgotten.
Yes.
You've got to get down those mines again to get all those juicy berries for me.
Juicy berries? I'm looking after a dog tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing with the dog?
Ruby the Rottweiler.
Oh, what? Am I going to meet her?
Rob is away, so I'm going to go and give her a walk. You know, feed her, give her a walk.
You're going to say something horrible.
Yeah, yeah, give the dog a bone. Paddy, you're going to go fucking down. I'm Laurie. All of my humour is based on Paddy. Words.
That's not my. You should. If you only just realised this, what, 35 episodes in? This is the only way that I'm getting a career out of this, mate, is because you are there to prop me up.
Prop me up with my running out of things to say.
Just like that, darling. Listen, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Look at this, we actually got an episode out on schedule within
humour
2 weeks.
Humour is the soul of wit. Brevity. No,
brevity is the soul.
Brevity of the. Get it?
No.
Brevity is just...
Look, we're trying to say goodbye.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to keep to it brief. Look.
Goodbye. I love you.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
PodShambles. YouTube.com/thisisashambles. All the latest things just starts playing. Speedruns Part 2. More Hearthstone. It's all up on there.
Reddit.com/r/PodShambles.
That's where you can get in contact with us. Direct.
Twitter. You said that one.
At PodShambles.
Did you do that.
Email the Shamble Cavern. PodShambles@gmail.com.
Or you can go on our website. PodShambles.co.uk.
Well remembered, darling.
Why don't you listen to us on Acast?
Ooh, that's a good
idea.
That'd
be good. The player's really good and we get to put some like extra stuff in.
Maybe we'll put a picture of a couple of butts.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, darlings. We will see you next time. Goodbye. God bless. Keep safe. And mwah.
My feelings for you transcend the feelings of man.
Boner.
Boner. Love me, love me. Say that you love me.
I'm going to leave you to do that, mate.
Touch my butt.
Touch my butt.
Why does this man before me not want to touch my bottom?
Touch it good.
You held that really, really nicely.
I've got a good voice, mate. What can I say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, so hang on. Talking at this sort of level, I mean, it looks okay to me.
It peaks a bit when you...
Pop!
Fucking hell.
Pop the cork on the poppers.
I think that's good.
Bubble and squeak.
No.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.